The Treasury Single Account TSA is a financial policy adopted by several countries globally to consolidate inflows from all government agencies into a single account at the central bank. Successive governments over the years battled with implementation of the TSA due to the lack of a law to back it. However, in 2016, a law was passed under the Public Financial Management Act 2016, Act 921, to give a legal backing to the establishment of the Treasury Single Account. The Minister of Finance, Ken Oforiatta, said an estimated 5 billion Ghana cedis is sitting in the books of banks while government borrows at a high cost from the local market. He said the Treasury Single Account will eventually lower actual borrowing and reduce pressure on short-term yields and ensure that ministries, departments and agencies' funding are met in a timely manner.
I think essentially what we are saying is that we have, let's say, 5 billion CDs or so amongst the banks. But however, because we don't have access to it, we end up coming to borrow our own money at a high interest cost. And that does not help with the management of the economy. So let's move our money to where we have it so that people do not use our money to lend to us when we come out to the market. It's also important because when you talk about crowding out of the private sector, that is because we come out for so much in T-bills. So if we are not going to be doing that, then the banks can also begin to be more professional about lending to the private sector, and we will not be creating a situation where interest rates are rising.
The Minister for Planning, Professor John Balfour, who launched the Treasury Single Account on behalf of the Vice President, said although the implementation of the Treasury Single Account is long overdue, it will help restore confidence in the economy and prevent the misappropriation of funds, as evidenced from the Auditor General's reports over the years.
The goal of TSA is not only meant to give government a consolidated view of its cash resources, but to ensure efficient treasury management as required under the Cash Management Reform Initiative. To this end, government has begun the implementation of several key policy initiatives, including the TSA, all aimed at promoting long-term economic growth and national development. The Auditor General's report, year on year, full of revelations about financial impropriety in the public sector. The passage of the Public Financial Management Law in 2016 is to assist government to resolve these financial malpractices.
Per the implementation of the Treasury Single Account, 9 out of the 24 ministries, departments and agencies have complied. 190 accounts of the 9 ministries, departments and agencies' bank balances have been transferred to the Bank of Ghana. As at August 7, 2017, a total amount of more than 89 million Ghana cedis has been transferred from the commercial banks to the Bank of Ghana.